American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from Dogwater Studios, located in the spacious and expansive Spagnola Estates here in Reno, Nevada. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me I have my right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Urgh.
On my left hand, we also have Chewbacca in the room.
No.
We've got the interns, Mr. Baker and Intern X, as well as in the studio, once again, the Electric!
Talking out of our ass.
Yeah. Hi there.
No matter how well we sound check were in the beginning, he will still clip in the intro.
I'm going to yell even louder because I hold back.
Jesus.
I hate you all. That's why I do it. I'm so excited for the band. That's why. I like you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have one of the, you have some of the sexiest tattoos in town.
Well, geez, you're full of compliments.
Yeah.
That's a hat trick of compliments almost.
I haven't seen you professionally in a year. Socially is one thing, but professionally, we haven't seen you in a year. So it's great to see you.
Great to see you, my man.
If we were in public, I might have different things to say.
Has it been a year since you've been on?
Almost a year.
About 50 weeks.
Rory did the math. 50 weeks. Yeah.
Rory did the math?
Yes. Not recently, but
50 weeks ago.
He did not share.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's welcome to be back. It's pleasing to hear you. I hope that's how you're feeling about us. We hope you had a great Halloween week. We'll go with that, sure.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of Halloween events that happened.
Yeah.
Including the Dogwater pumpkin carving party, which was spectacular.
Was it a success?
Lots of fun.
Fuck yeah, lots of pumpkins, everything went great. Nobody got too drunk because John didn't come.
No.
Poor John.
He don't listen, so that's
I love
fine.
John. Dude, he's so cute. Big penis, but fucking just gets too drunk.
Which John are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Riptide Bandits John.
No, the one with the big penis.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, the one with the big
penis. With the big penis, right.
Yeah,
not John with the little penis. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Makes perfectly clear.
Yes?
Yeah, there was Halloween in there. Did everybody have a good Halloween?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Took your kid out, Chewy?
Yes, I did.
I had
a great time. We went trick-or-treating three different times.
Nice. Because her birthday is right there, right?
Well, yeah.
She's now 43?
Yeah, so we had three
43?
Birthday parties. She is 5.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did, Allison. Stop it.
Do you want to die?
Hey, whoa, little girl. That is no
She's
way to talk.
She's trying to give me some coffee.
Maybe later.
Do they,
what do you mean, you dick?
If you're good between now and time we get to the coffee place, you can have some.
I am so excited to find out about her diet in the past year when we have her on the show next month. I'm really excited for the Christmas
show.
It's going to be
fun. She's looking forward to it.
And like Daddy. Chewy said when it was originally recorded, there's water in coffee. She wanted a bottle of water for Christmas.
Yeah, she told Santa wanted was water.
It was something else. It was water and like fruit snacks
coffee.
Or something.
Yeah,
right.
It was something like
water and fruit snacks, but they only feed her like coffee and stone.
I had to tell Santa for sure. We do give her water. Don't let her fool you into thinking that.
Well, is that all they give you at home?
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, this is all covered on a previous
episode. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We can check this out.
Last year's
this
Christmas
year,
episode.
You can find out that she's been drinking nothing but fine juices.
And
awesome.
Whiskey.
And milk.
And whiskey.
Whole milk.
Ho, ho.
Hey, that is no way to talk to your mother, young lady.
It's already past Halloween, so we can start talking about Christmas, right?
No.
Fuck. Oh well,
we all hate that, right? So let's not do that till after Thanksgiving.
I was promoing a Christmas show. I'm not actually talking about.
No,
Christmas.
No, I know.
Fuck Christmas.
I was just saying before we.
Halloween was great. I took Rico out trick or treating to go to a house party that we then stayed at.
Nice.
Now, does Riku get amped up on sugar and cry when I'm not there?
No, she actually had a great time with other young ladies
fucking
and
rad.
Boys her age at the house party. It was a family house party that, well, stopped being a family-friendly one probably about 10 o'clock, 30 minutes after we left.
Is that when the orgy started?
Well, I don't know about that, but probably that's when the rounds of shots started happening of absence.
Rad.
Or something. I don't know.
Go to bed.
But
look at my fingers. Go to bed. Riku, you ever just stare at your hand and think about it?
Like gladiator movies?
You know.
Go to bed.
I'm the wind, baby. I'm tripping balls.
Let's see. Okay, so that takes us through Halloween. What else happened there?
I was in Santa Cruz for Halloween.
That's right. Neat. What did you do in Santa Cruz over Halloween?
I
can
just tell you that Santa Cruz people party hard on Halloween, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard on.
Yeah, it was crazy. Bunch of black people down there, Rick. It was a hoot, dude. And it was fun because I had
with all kinds of people?
Oh, all kinds of people. Mexicans, Asians, whites, gays.
Old people, young people, men, women.
Leses, children. Everybody.
Did they like everybody. American music?
And there was more like witches and Supermans and fucking, you know, Halloween, dude. It was fucking crazy. And then torrential downpour. So, me and Mikey just had a blast in the rain, and it wasn't cold down there, you know, when it rains here, you get fucking cold, but down there, it was just fun.
Things about the same.
Yeah.
Nice.
Last time I was in Santa Cruz, there was a lot of tough lesbians and tough women, and all the men were really, like, castrated acting, like, there was
That's
no
the
testosterone.
Way we're headed, Rick.
Well, I saw a woman berating her companion. She was yelling at him. He had his backpack and his guitar, and he was walking away from the car. And she's all, motherfucker, like, I paid for everything on this trip. Fuck you,
and he
you
was
fucking
like,
piece of shit.
Yes, dear.
Nice.
No, yes, dear. He didn't cower.
Was that?
No?
He walked away. I saw him. Like,
I'm sorry,
was
dude.
Was he crying?
Like an hour later, I saw him walking
this is a
down
dude
the street
you
all
saw?
Alone. I was all... You blew it, dumbass.
So wait,
you got back in the car.
You went on a trip with Mikey, and this was and this is a dude you saw walking away with a backpack and a guitar.
Yeah,
are you sure this wasn't you?
Oh no,
no, you sure?
A friend of yours, huh?
Yeah, this guy. You're asking for a friend, kind of thing.
Oh, Mikey,
that
would
that kind of sounds like that could happen, but not with Mikey, dude. No way. No, we.
Yeah, she wouldn't berate him in public like that.
Not in public.
Like you're right.
Not in public.
You got to know, too, about the story is that this guy looked like a homeless dude with beard and shit, and she looked like she had her shit together, and that he was even her boyfriend was kind of a miracle, and I was like, dude,
so she was
kind of
slumming it.
You should just say you're sorry and get in a car.
He probably had a big dick, too.
And he did.
Yeah, big dick, John.
And they were so close, she decided to move in with him.
He doesn't need to hear that. He's got better things to do than get yelled at on the street.
That's so true.
He's
fuck this, dog. Yep. I don't need this shit.
Anyway. Yeah, Santa Cruz is a
but
trip.
That's besides the point.
It was fun. Fun stuff. I wish I had a better story, but.
That was a good story. That sounds like a great time.
The conga line was interesting because I had an eyeball over my head, and so I couldn't see anything because it was raining.
Yeah.
And so I just had to hold on to Mikey, and then all of a sudden somebody grabs on the back of me, and I'm like, this isn't we conga line downtown through the streets.
Damn.
It was crazy.
Were they large hands or small hands?
Medium. They're kind of like your hands.
Were they
exploring?
Yeah, they could have been man
five
hands.
Fingers?
I'm not sure.
Did they?
They
sexy,
didn't explore.
Muscular black guys.
Nah. Oh, no, and it's hard to feel it through the astronaut suit as well. So, but that was fun. What did you do for Halloween, Rick?
I went to the Murder Rock show at Studio on 4th, and they showed Return of the Living Dead, and then another band played, but I left for a minute to go get a friend, and it was somebody really cool. Fuck, God, I forgot who the fuck it was. I'm a dick. And they're from out of town. And then Murder Rock played, and it was awesome. I hadn't seen them yet. What a great show it is. And how they do, like, they act out all the songs, and like...
And the bloodletting.
Oh, Jesus. And they're all dressed like they've been half butchered, and... Or are butchering.
Guests of the show next week.
Ooh.
Is it a Halloween thing or is that just their typical thing?
But no, that's
speaking,
just the way they are.
Hey, all right. Speaking of guests of the show.
Super highlight at Merry Anarchy Friday as well.
Fuck yeah.
Speaking of guests of the show, we do have guests in the studio.
Do we?
Right.
Yeah.
The guys,
yeah.
They've been
that's
here before.
About.
They
yeah.
know how we do it.
Well, I'm introducing him formally to the audience, kind of thing.
Hello.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back the Electric.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, ladies.
How
welcome
was your back. Halloween?
Our Halloween was rad. We played at the Rack downtown.
It's fun.
Nice. Oh, how's that spot? House.
It was fun.
Because they just opened as the Rack in the last couple months.
Where's that
right?
at?
Right. It's right down there. On
that old,
the
bowling alley.
The Woolworths building.
I would say where my wedding reception was, Rick, but you didn't go. So.
Oh. Dang.
Sorry.
Damn.
I always think your marriages are going to fail, and I don't need to show up because it's not important.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. I had to work.
Hey, Rick, let's rewind that back.
Forget I said anything.
So, hey, it's that spot downtown that used right. to be the shelter.
The shelter, yeah. Shelter went down, and then the Rack moved in, and when we got a hold of them and said...
The pool hall now?
We like Halloween, and they liked Halloween as well. So we went and played. It was a really tough room to play rock and roll in. No, the crowd was great. It was just hard to hear anything.
We did have a good bowling
going on. It's in a fallout shelter at the old Woolworths building, so I'm sure the acoustics are hard.
Are as fantastic as they've always been.
They called for to continue to turn it up. Is when the acoustics are bad, just get a little louder and fixes it right up.
That's not always.
My experience.
Always fixes it. Man. Just turn it up louder.
It's crazy. I saw Marilyn Manson there a long time ago.
It was
ago.
A different... That was next door building. In the
Jiffy Penny. Wasn't that the fallout shelter, right?
Next door.
Chewy face.
Right, same block, but and really adjacent, but not the same.
Not same room.
No. Okay, Chewy's the Reno scene encyclopedia.
He won't let that shit slide.
That was the fallout shelter under J.C. Penney's, which was next door to Woolworths.
Okay.
Yeah. So there were two different fallout shelters.
Yeah. Back then, you had to have fallout shelters everywhere. Because there was a big threat from the Soviets or whoever.
Lots of fallout.
Right.
Yeah.
That was in the days when they taught you in school that survival technique of tuck your head under your desk and kiss your ass goodbye.
We never had that. They always just knew we would die.
I did that. No. I remember doing that. Like,
that was back east.
We get the air raid siren that happened on the first Monday of every month.
Don't you have that on your phone thing?
Yeah, well, yeah.
But it's not the, you mean the,
that's just an air horn. No, I mean the real long
something like that.
That like you can hear
it. I don't have
miles
it. I'm doing the wrong
miles.
Pitch. I'm harmonizing with you guys. We don't hear you guys up there.
It's great because Rick's tone deaf.
Not my strong suit. I work the mouse.
You work the mouth? What?
The mouth.
Okay.
that's what you're calling it this week.
So how's it been for you guys? It's good to have you here again.
Well, 50 weeks. We got a lot to catch up on. We recorded our debut album as The Electric. That came out in May.
Hey.
Fuck yeah. Coming.
That came out in May.
And did you bring us a copy? Release?
Yeah. For the sake of this recording, we brought you tons of
copies. Fuck, you guys suck.
I have a digital copy in my email I can send to you.
Thank you.
You got to see the artwork.
I mean, the artwork. Yeah.
After the sexy comment,
I'd like to hold it in my hand.
Guys want to see the rock when they're listening to the rock.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Dude, what's 4 inches and feels good when you hold it in your hand?
Our CD.
The CD.
16
fuck yeah.
songs.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a ball. We toured a little bit. We went to Colorado, Utah.
Nice.
Went through Wyoming. Just didn't play or do shit. We just drove right through it.
Well, that's a good reason.
That was the year before last.
No, that was October.
It's only a handful of places in Wyoming where you could play.
No, we might have done that before this.
Before this.
Hey, man.
Oh, well, that's all right.
We haven't toured since then, so.
We have not.
We're going to go out again.
That was actually before the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably talk, well, it's not like we have any repeat listeners, so I don't think they'll know.
We might.
And we've been playing. We got some new stuff.
Yeah, you guys have been playing out a lot
stuff.
In Reno. You've been getting yourself a little bit of a following.
Quite a bit.
Seems
yeah,
like.
We try to do about every other month in town, and then do some small stuff out of town if we can.
That's
a show here and there.
That's a smart schedule.
Yeah, he's a mathematician, so he came up with the algorithm. It works perfect.
It does. Yeah, we'll be big in no time.
Mm-hmm.
See, huge. That's what all those other bands. That
he looked
failed
confused by the word mathematician.
You guys got that? Dang.
It's M-A-T. We had the pleasure of playing with you guys at the same.
Yeah,
that
right?
was fun.
That was
a great
that
show.
That was just a couple weeks ago, right?
A couple months ago. Yeah, probably 3 months ago. We're back there
fun.
The day after Thanksgiving when everybody's sick of their family. We're back at the Saint.
We're playing with Hellbound.
That's
Glory.
Hellbound.
Nice.
Ooh,
that's
a
good show.
I'm unfortunately in Texas. 25th. I'll be in San Antonio. But
November 25th?
Yeah.
That looks like it's going to be a kick-ass show.
I think it's going to be.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I like playing there.
The Hellbound Electric.
Hellbound Glory always brings a nostalgic crowd.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and Leroy's balls out like
he is
you guys
fun.
Are,
yeah.
too.
We're looking forward to that.
Put a show on.
Two
know?
Of them were hanging out in the studio all weekend.
That's nice.
If you ain't sweating blood up there, that's the attitude with these hard rocking bands like that.
That's what I like. Keep rock and roll going.
Well,
come on now.
They just came back from being on the road a lot, so.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
Well,
exciting.
Exciting.
So, but most recently, this past weekend, Watch this segue.
Okay.
You guys were a part of the Forte Awards.
Oh, Forte Awards.
Rick, you were there too, right?
It's not my forte.
No,
wow. It was. I was totally there. I got out of the house several times since our last show, you guys.
All right.
Fucking unbelievable.
Went and saw some rock and roll.
Yeah, Nick was there, and it was actually really fucking cool, wasn't it?
The setup was really nice.
It felt like
some surprises.
I had tickets because despite the fact that I was not mentioned at the show, I wasn't on the initial ballots and received free tickets for being nominated.
So for our listeners who weren't there, imagine if the Grammys and the Oscars were Reno-based and happened at the Grand Sierra Resort on the gigantic stage.
With a host from L.A.
Theater there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the biggest fucking theater. Yeah. It was
biggest stage in the world.
And if everybody
who is the,
you know,
MC,
a comedian.
Nobody's gonna know his name.
Good, yeah, a guy from he was really he was
I
really
liked
good.
Him. I liked his
Jeff
his,
somebody.
And we had
Cat Williams that he did, and
he did some good voices.
Yeah,
I believe a good friend Bob Conrad was one of the presenters.
Yeah, Bob was there.
Yeah, and Tom
and Max,
Tom and Max,
everybody.
Max
it was fucking great to see everybody that and everybody that you know and care about was there. Like the whole audience was just these fucking
except
amazing
us,
people.
Rory.
Yeah, except us. Right. I had tickets that I didn't use. I stayed at home with my daughter and watched movies.
Next year, though, I think next year after the year that they had, it's going to be more important next year, and they'll fill
it
that.
It seemed like
up.
It's going to be something that's going to get better.
I think they can tweak it a little.
If
bit
I get nominated outside of a dance category, I'd be happy
between.
To show up.
That'd be great.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Hey, fuck you, Max.
Kind of,
sir.
One of the controversies about the awards show is the rock category,
which
you guys were in.
Yeah. We were in
right,
the
you guys were nominated. There are a lot of
hard
so
rock
was the
and metal.
So was the Choir. So was the Schizopolitans. So was the the Grim Tones. So was
wow,
who
that's
else?
A big spread.
No, it
there.
Was all amazing bands that we all love. So was
and
the,
who worked
fuck.
Their lives to get there
and have played
what I mean?
like millions of shows and like and been you know
and who
staples.
Won
and across the gamut.
You want, who wants to tell
won?
Them who won?
Who won?
Well, the Hard Rock went to Alicia Sadler.
Alicia Sadler.
Who I love.
Sadler. Right? No, she put out a really strong CD recently.
That was in our. That was in
was
the category we were
very
wrong.
Radio friendly.
That wasn't controversial.
It's very radio friendly
but,
hard
I mean,
rock.
At least it was
the rock category.
We got kicked out of the rock category, I guess, because our grooves are too.
You got bumped.
Oh, you did?
Jammy.
You guys are
oh, you were
so
in the
rock.
Hard rock category.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard rock and metal. We were up against bands like Authmentis. Remember when Jethro Tull won the
right,
Grammy
right,
against
right.
Metallica?
So weird.
Well, we didn't win, or we could have used that reference.
Okay. But anyway, they gave it to like some like school of rock program.
Rock thing. Camp.
Rock camp.
Really?
Right?
And so it was like 1,000 kids.
Who
that,
all voted for
play.
Themselves.
Yeah, well, and them and their families.
Parents,
you can't beat a band because it's votes, so you can't beat a band that has 20 members.
Yeah.
That's,
they could probably fine-tune the
that's the criticism I have is like how, how they vote and, you know, where are these
it was a it was a vote as many times as you can in this like once a day as often
no,
as you can.
No, it was like that. You could vote every day.
Right.
Yeah.
And their families did.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, if that's what the rules are, that's what the rules are.
Right.
Yeah,
well, sure.
That's not a band.
But
it's
I would,
a
program,
you know,
well, no,
what I mean?
Should tweak
to
active
different category.
If once you're on
the
ballot,
the show has been promoted as something that was looking to highlight outstanding performers in the local arts community.
Mm-hmm.
This, however, I'm just jumping into this. I don't know nothing about it. I didn't even know who won
you
until a moment ago. I didn't even go. But this is a program,
right.
not
a
performers.
Yeah.
Right.
They could have had a program category, and those
but
kids
they,
could have won.
They
that.
Run,
right.
They run
a special
like,
award
they run like
for
four,
running a rock camp.
Right,
but
they run like
the
four or five of those
people.
Camps every year, you know.
The next,
and
the
each
next
program
vote.
Has
put them up
like
against
40 kids
bands.
In it, or
you know,
20, 40 kids in it.
I don't even,
like
I don't much mind, I don't mind having those kids get up on stage and have that great moment. I thought
right.
that was beautiful. What I want to know is, who was number two? So can
yeah,
we call
yeah.
Tom
the,
Gordon and
the
ask
Navy
him that?
Marching band. The Navy marching band was actually
where are the
two.
Parents at.
Navy marching band.
They rock. Yeah.
The Vienna Boys Choir was number three.
No, I do know a couple of the organizers, some of the people who were behind vetting the nominations and that sort of thing. And the word I've gotten from them is, yeah, you know, this year, not all the details were quite thought of before they popped up.
Right.
But they really expect next year to be even better than this year.
Yeah.
And next year, and frankly, next year will probably have problems too. Don't look for perfection till like year five or six. Yeah, exactly. That's my two cents.
Overall, can we find out who was number two?
But yeah.
Overall, can we call Tom?
Yeah. Overall, it's just great to, you know.
Do you want me to call Tom
and,
right now?
Can we call Tom right now and ask him who was number two?
I don't know Tom's.
I got a feeling Tom's pretty busy.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably. Anyway.
I bet Rick has a try.
So,
sounds like a cool show, but maybe they might need to fine tune the
they
way
need
that
to fine tune some
stuff. Yeah, no, and obviously some of the nomination awarded. Process also needs some work, as well as the voting process.
Right, there was some weird.
It was beautiful.
Well, also,
though,
you know, I know there's a lopsidedness. Some categories would have up to 10, 15 entrants. Other categories would have 4.
Right.
And, you know, there should be a standard across that as well. You know, so there needs to be a little more, well, frankly, pickiness going on with right. who's getting nominated and who's getting recognized.
Or separate some of the categories a little bit more.
And maybe just do
now, like, however, pulling that back, was it a fun event?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Was it like, I mean, it was like... there was local music playing sets during the show, like
no.
you know,
no,
no?
That would have made it a little bit better.
You played at the end, and everybody's speeches took it so long that it was fucking hella late.
Was that was one of my criticisms. It went till like midnight.
It was like 4 hours.
And these
really?
Little kids that won this shit
didn't it seem like
were up
4 hours?
Till midnight.
It was more like 5.
It seemed long.
It went till midnight.
Oh well, that's because they had early
Holy
arrival
crap.
For
poor
the,
parenting.
For the nominees at 5.
Way to go, right. Chewy.
So listen up, Forte Awards. There's your feedback.
Yep.
But the best moment of the night.
Fix it.
When Tom fucking broke that award at the end, I loved that.
I saw the picture of that.
God damn, that was awesome. It's the final award of the entire evening.
Really?
And he goes and he fucking knocks it off the fucking pedestal and it falls on the ground and breaks. And he's just like, it's just broken 2 pieces, but he's just like, oh my
Magic.
God, I did that. And somebody posted on his Facebook that Tom dropped the only award that got broken all night, and somebody posted, that's a long way to fall. Because Tom fucking,
super
tall. Yeah, so I thought that was funny. Anyway.
And it was the one lifetime achievement for the drummer from CCR.
Who got that? The kids
in high
school?
Yeah.
He got the broken one.
Okay.
And he was pissed. No, I'm just kidding.
He started a fight with Tom right there.
He came out and he shook Tom.
Dude.
Like a baby.
Murder Rock was all dressed up in their We Were Murdered costumes.
That's so awesome.
So they're covered in blood and like, yeah, because they were up for, I think they were on Hard Rock too, weren't they?
I'd love to see their red
thrash
carpet
band
picture.
Or something. There was a category for thrash band or.
Yeah, thrash, like punk.
Well, like,
I only voted for rock programs. I don't know.
Right, and I noticed like a lot of the theater programs had like, you know, like 20 fucking nominees like plays going back like two, three years.
That was the weird thing. Are you sure it's not the play I was just in?
No,
the
this
play from, okay.
Right.
And I'm in a musical category. I didn't sing in that thing.
Were you
I
not?
I play an instrument.
Was that for Tooth of Crime?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird. But thanks.
And how the fuck did you get nominated and I didn't for that shit? What the hell?
Better question, how did Andy Luna not get nominated?
Right.
Lou.
Or
they
Lou.
Knew, they yeah. knew Andy
How did the
show
leads
up?
Of that show
Lou
not
got
get nominated?
Nominated for a different show, but as far as that show goes, those two guys were electric dynamo.
Yeah, it's a weird. we wish you well, Forte Awards. We'd like to see you grow and develop because it's a great idea. It really is.
It is.
Like, we have. Yeah. A fantastic performing arts scene and visual arts scene in this town.
Tribute and cover bands should be in a different category.
A separate
category.
Oh, the country. The country. Didn't a tribute band win the whole country category? And something else.
Yeah.
The best rock was Hollywood on
Thrash. That was the Thrash.
I believe even that cover band that won expressed their own incredulity over having won on Facebook. They certainly did not expect to win going up against talented original songwriters.
Well, and the criterion was that you had enough people voting for you.
Yeah.
So if you just had a bunch of people vote, oh, but Jelly Bread won.
That's where they need to change
that
it up.
That seemed legit. Couple black dudes. Yeah. Tyler Stafford won 3.
Yeah, no, Tyler Stafford. Like,
the reference is actually accurate.
Yeah.
A couple black dudes in that shit,
there
too.
There are some black dudes.
In a couple more black dudes in that shit now.
It's not like it. That's who Nick was actually talking about when he really said that. As soon as they got on stage, I turned to the person next to me and said, there's a couple black dudes in there.
I recorded Jelly Bread.
Fuck yeah,
I recorded Forte winning band. Jelly Bread.
Award-winning band.
For my class with Jelly Tom Bread. Gordon.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Does that make me an engineer?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
All right.
You can drive a train. Fuck yeah.
So, so is that the consensus? Kind of weird, but we're looking forward to next year.
I thought
it was cool.
It's fantastic. There's just a couple little bumps, but we don't expect anything to be perfect the first time out. Right?
So next year, if I get nominated, I should go.
That's it's rigged. Bump. It's all rigged.
I hate Reno.
Roxy Collie should have won. We know we're the best pop. That's how you know it was rigged because we didn't
exactly.
win.
Speaking of rigged, when you're listening to this, you know what we do not know. About what happens on Tuesday
Everybody
night
knows.
Of this week.
The
By the time you listen to this, the world has changed. Right now, we are we are on the last day.
The eve of the election.
Of the election cycle. We are at the very end of our wits.
Lucky us. You know what? My phone's going to stop ringing. I'm happy about that. I humored those people for a long time when it was pollsters.
My doorbell is going to stop ringing.
I mean, what the
fuck? I get the things hanging up on my door handle.
Yeah, early voted. Don't press
my
doorbell.
That's exactly what I did. I put my sticker on the door. So
right next
at
to
least
the door.
I got rid of that.
Yep.
I don't mind talking to people.
I've still gotten them ringing my bell after that.
Really?
It's like, motherfuckers.
Now I just have a bunch of crap in my
You can't convince me of anything. I'm already on record.
Yeah.
Fucking really. If you're not hot, go away.
And I'm not, again.
And they aren't.
We don't, this is not a political show. I'm not turning this into political discussion. I'm just saying you guys now know what we do not know. And I want you to think, how does it feel?
When I think, didn't everybody in this entire house vote for the same person?
I doubt it.
I
don't know.
We're not gonna talk
that.
About
we
that.
Don't talk
Did we
about
all vote
politics
for weed
or religion, right?
Oh, yeah.
I voted for
those are the two ones.
I'm not gonna vote for weed until it's on with everything else.
Right.
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
I'll take what I can
oh,
get.
I got
Did you vote for our children?
Of course.
What children?
The Children Rock Program. I just wrote it in.
Yeah. Yep.
For president.
Rock camp.
If that's where the money's going to go, more programs are going to fuck guys out of awards, no.
Did we all vote for a fire-breathing dragon with one tough arm?
No.
Is that the electricity one?
Trogdor.
Trogdor, burninating the nation, 2016.
The one thing I did like at the Forte was that giant dragon spike.
That
costume fucking rules, dude.
Oh, dude, I dug the guy that danced with the giant
like
cube.
A real walking fucking dinosaur about this tall, Rory.
The hell are you talking about?
Is it Santa Cruz on ass?
I'm sorry to change it, but you brought up dragons, so.
Yeah, there was a dragon at the Forte Awards.
It was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a one-man costume.
Did you guys vote for him?
Some dudes in it, but it's like a big ass.
He's voting for him now.
Really?
He's a nominee for next year.
Realistic looking dragon.
Bring the dragon back.
Awesome. I'm all for the dragon. I think he
should have
won everything.
Oh, wait, is that the dude who did the octopus for Sculpture Fest? Because I know he makes, like, cool, crazy shit like that.
I know people who chase the dragon.
I want that.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
that's what I'm going to vote
You got
for.
To.
Poppies go here.
If you're not chasing the dragon, it's chasing
you.
Know,
go here.
Do you guys know I failed a drug test for work recently because of the poppy seed muffins I eat with my daughter every day?
Are you shitting me? Really?
Yep.
Did they buy it?
Yeah, the guy said... Well, you failed for morphine. I said, well, I don't take morphine, so I don't know what the fuck happened there. And he said, well, do you eat poppy seeds? I said, yeah, I eat a gigantic Costco-sized poppy seed muffin every day. Ate one 2 hours before that test. He said, well, that'll do it. So we'll go ahead and
I thought
you.
That was just some Seinfeld bullshit.
No, that's
that
true.
That if
I don't
I'm on
take
heroin,
morphine,
I can
I
just fucking lie and say I eat poppy seed muffins?
Yeah.
The guy said there's like a level the poppy seed people will fail.
Yeah.
It's different than people that are on heroin.
So if I do just a little heroin, I'm just going to stick with a little bit.
They need to refine that test.
Why not fail my drug test?
Hey, Rick.
How often do you get drug tested at work, Rick? You can do heroin anyways.
Remember those poppies you used to grow in the backyard of the old house?
Yeah, yeah. I remember cutting them and trying to like get the goo off.
It was strange. It was surprising because I lived my life in a way to not fail drug tests. So when they told me that, I was...
California. It seems flawed that those two things can throw each other off. Yeah. Like, oh, well, you don't do heroin. Hold on.
I don't get high off it.
Have you listened to the Police lately? Yeah, fuck on Tuesday. No, that'll do it.
That does it.
Yep.
That'll do it.
Really, like 5 days a week, I eat a gigantic poppy seed muffin.
Well, and your daughter, does she eat them too?
Yeah, that's all she wants to eat for breakfast. Maybe once a week she'll say Cheerios instead.
You're
but
turning your daughter into a heroin addict.
No, good but job. She would probably fail a drug test because she weighs about one-eighth of what I do. And she eats more of them than I do.
She'd eat like two a day if you
No wonder
her.
She likes coffee. Yeah,
she doesn't drink. She
hung out.
Never
She's
had coffee.
She's trying to give me some coffee.
Baby, when you can have coffee when you're 21 like the rest of us. us.
And Allison, what kind of bagel do you want?
I don't remember what kind.
She doesn't eat bagels, babe.
Poppy seed yeah. bagel.
No yeah! bagels. We don't eat bagels at our house.
She eats muffins.
Yeah,
what
muffins.
Do you mean, you dick?
But that's besides the point. Back to
don't talk to your father. Like
we should
that.
Have. We've been talking a long time. Should we have a song?
Music,
please.
Yes,
please.
I think it's time for music.
It's been a crazy week.
Yeah,
there's more too.
Give some housekeeping while we get our guitars strapped on here.
All when we come back, can we talk to about? Can we talk about my fucking trip to the emergency room after last week's show?
Yeah.
We should have
talked about that first. And maybe the offbeat festival.
No, but the
beat off
festival. Like that would mean that Raiders. We pretend like we care about Rick.
It's so true. It's a very important part of me that was involved too.
I had a beat. I was at a beat off festival on Friday. Man, Rob Gotcher. played at the Foxy Olive. I know. It's Gotcher.
You guys jacked off together.
I call it Gotcher because gonna get
was
your Gotcher. Gonna eat
beer
your
box or. Sans beer.
It was at the Foxy Olive in front of a whole bunch of people.
Damn.
The Swiss Chalet shut down and came over to the Foxy Olive to see Rob. So I'd like to give a big shout out to Barb and everybody at the Swiss Chalet that came on over to Foxy. We appreciate you.
Michelle works there, doesn't she?
Michelle Bell?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah, she's one of the bartenders.
Ah.
It's like on
she
High
didn't
Street,
come
right?
over, so she could fuck off. But the Friday night crowd came over. And that's right, Michelle said you can fuck off if you're listening. You're probably not, though, because you're not on
High Street.
Show.
Yep.
It is High Street, I believe. Yeah. High and Mill.
High and Mill.
It's taking forever to get ready. The song better be amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Electric.
Torn.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Now we're like, we're 40 minutes into the show and we've heard one song. Should we do a double up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double up.
We're doubling.
More electric.
Well, geez, if we're going to double up, I think we should keep partying. You guys all right with that? You guys want to do something?
Yeah. Let's party!
Yes, definitely. Let's do meth.
Okay. All right. We'll go to the power ballads later.
You like yay? You like yay? I got yay.
Let's give them something brand new. This is See Something New, and it goes like this.
And lately I've been saying it's been too hard to see you.
Awesome.
I love
nice.
Stoppity startity bullshit, and you guys are all about that crap.
Yeah.
God damn.
You know what makes music great? Silence.
Fuck yeah. It's always so much bigger once it stops for a minute.
And then you realize,
damn. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, that shit's big.
You're like, oh, but then it goes. You're like, fuck, that was exciting.
Yeah. You know? Fucking ain't. You guys are pretty tight. You guys Thank play you. With each other often?
Sexually. Yeah.
That was the joke, Rick. You didn't need to explain.
I can't stop fucking my samples.
Damn. How do you guys practice? Do you all live in town so it's easy to practice? Do you?
Should we put this shit down so they don't have to look at our butts?
Yeah, that's
That has been weird. Normally, like, I get to watch like people play, but now it's like I'm like a drummer or something.
Yeah, they were facing the wall while they performed. Chose
drums.
Maybe for the next two, we'll serenade you closely.
I hear you, Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
You like staring at flat butt? I get you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Tight jeans, rock and roll.
We do live in town. We play two times a week.
You play two shows a week?
Just practicing.
No, they play with each other two times a week.
Shows for each other.
That's how you stay tight, man. You got to play twice a week to be tight.
Yeah, you get a little loose if you play more often.
Sexually.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Loosest slots in town, if you know what I mean.
We don't really practice music. We just pretty much fuck at practice. That's what we're trying to say.
How it works, I mean.
Wow.
That's pretty tight.
Brooklyn letting us know how it is.
I've seen a lot of gay porn that starts with band practice, and then there's like, so fuck with you guys.
Let me help you tune that up.
That's how it starts every time. We're not too original. We don't come up with new stuff. That's how it starts every time.
Start with band practice, end with a Forte Award. 2017.
Fuck. Oh, so last show, near the end of the show, fucking, I just started standing up, and Nicole was looking at me, and it was because my left nut suddenly hurt really bad.
Oh shit!
Out of the blue, like just terrible testicle
last
pain.
Last show or last
I've had
song?
That before.
Last podcast.
Oh, right. Oh, we're saying.
And so, yeah,
story.
I'm so sorry. So we're going back in time to the last podcast. So if you listen to the end of the last show, like the very, very end of the last show, I like stopped talking. And it's
yes, I did notice that.
It's because my testicle just started hurting really fucking bad. For no reason. And so, yeah.
Cancer?
Well,
what's
no,
your
and then
problem?
I had always noticed that testicle had like a tiny bump on the bottom of it, but I couldn't always feel it. And so now my head starts spinning because I'm anxiety-ridden, you know, and I'm like, whatever. I thought, like, it's not that bad. I'll just go to sleep. I woke up at 1:30 in the morning with testicle pain so bad that I couldn't sleep. Like, I was in terrible pain.
Like bad tooth pain kind of bad?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so I decided to go on the glorious WebMD.
Why would you do that?
I know. You have 4,000 possible diseases.
Yes, they're all
starting
cancer.
With skin eating Ebola.
Well, no, and it said testicular torsion is a medical emergency and must be treated immediately.
Torsion?
Yes, it is.
Which means, like, if something got twisted, that was a possibility. Several other things were a possibility. So I decided to go to the emergency room. I went to Northern Nevada Medical Center because I figured no one would be there.
One away?
Yep. Downtown's going to be full of bums, right?
No.
No, not always.
They're called homeless people, Rick.
I'm sorry, hobos.
Northern Nevada Medical Center full of screaming kids.
Hobosexuals.
Dude, I went to Northern Nevada Medical Center. No one there at all.
Oh, rad. Nice.
I was their only
it's
fucking
because they only
case.
Get 2 stars on Yelp.
Oh. I forgot to Yelp them. They were very nice.
Yes, I got my degree in St. Croix.
Well, and as I explained to the lady out front, my testicle hurts. Like, I didn't have to say that in front of a whole bunch of people, so that was nice. They took me in the back, and the fucking red-haired nurse was really cute.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Did you say you want to see my testicles?
I was, and he seemed a little swishy, too, but he was hella
young. He's a doctor, sir!
Yeah, so it was awesome. Anyway, do you know if you get testicular cancer, you know what they do? You know why the survival rate is so high?
They cup your balls and warm them up?
No. They just chop one off. Just bam.
Did they chop your ball off?
So they don't even ask, dude. They don't even ask. They just fucking bam, you're one nut. Like, just like that. That's why. If anybody ever said I survived testicular
cancer, here's a marble.
How.
Like put when they're put it in your flesh.
Rendering chicken wings at Pizza Baron, just a whack.
Whack. Exactly. That's exactly what it's like. So to find out what's going on down there, they have to sonogram you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And so I went into a dark room.
Wait. Remember when you gave me shit about I got a sonogram? You took me to a sonogram when I had appendicitis.
Yes.
Like a sonogram party?
And I thought you were full of shit. And then they're all, his appendix is going to burst soon. We have to do emergency surgery. And I felt really stupid.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Over hours, Rick was telling me, you got a goddamn flu, you goddamn pussy.
No, I'm like,
you're going to fart.
You're
going to
fart
bit.
And it's going to be fine. And I hate you making me sit here in the emergency room.
What's wrong with your ball, dude?
So the sonogram, dude. So they take this, went into a dark room and a lady like smeared KY all over my balls. And then
you shriveled up.
Rolled around on them. No, and she was so sweet. She let me cover up my dick and just like have my sack out so that she could. And they're hurting, and she's like rub it, which is. And she was so gentle with that
I'm
fucking
so ticklish
sonogram
down there,
thing.
I can't handle it.
Should have had her rub it in.
Right. So and then afterwards, she throws me a towel in the dark room, and I'm wiping KY off my balls. It's been a while since I did this.
I think I might fake testicular cancer.
Yeah. Fucking awesome. So he comes in a minute later, and it turns out that I have a, what's it called? A varicocele.
Ooh.
A varicose seal?
It's a varicose vein in your fucking nutsack.
Oh my god, dude. So,
my testicle, my left testicle has a varicose vein.
Your left testicle is old man.
Have you seen old lady legs? Old lady legs with the giant varicose veins? I've got that in my ball.
And it hurt?
Fuck, when it swells up, when it gets, every once in a while, it'll swell up and it'll cause it to be in a little bit of pain.
It flares with the
weather. All balls
with the storms.
So what do you gotta do,
it also lowers my sperm count.
Word.
Well,
that's kind of irrelevant.
That's fewer semen that are confused. They're like, this doesn't look like a vagina at all.
That's fewer lesbian couples who can't have
your
sperm.
Fewer babies you're murdering.
So true.
Yes.
So true. So that's what
happened. Look at all them babies we just killed.
Do you know what the prescription was?
What?
He said, when it hurts, yeah.
Rub out. Rub one out.
And film it and send it to me.
When it hurts, you have to take Advil and wear tight underwear.
And how much does that cost you? That information.
Wait.
Does
Speedo make a version of Spanx?
You could have Googled it.
Fuck.
Probably could have Googled
it. Dude, well,
thanks, WebMD.
The varicose seal wasn't on there anyway.
Well, you're a boxer guy, so you need
I've always been a tidy whitey guy. Because my dick is so big, it can't dangle. It fucking rubs wrong. I need that shit held up tight.
You just get used to it.
Italian guy problems, huh?
Right, yeah. It's awful.
My dick is so big.
I like to switch it up.
Rory's seen it.
I know. I haven't so much seen it as felt it in the dark while I was on acid.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. So, anyway.
I'm in to get big as a baby's arm. We'll go with that.
But I've had boyfriends tell me that the underwear wasn't as sexy as it should be. And now I can tell them the underwear is medically necessary. It's prescription underwear. So you know.
You have prescription
underwear. Now wait, is it prescription tidies or the boxers?
Rick, this makes you an old man.
No tidies. I always have to be like that. And I always liked that anyway. But now I got new pairs that are even tighter.
And then you'll get the hemorrhoid pillow and the special underwear.
Damn.
And then they'll invite you to either be a Mormon or a Mason.
I am never going to get laid again after the show. I'm sorry. You can't see the varicose vein in my nut. It's inside.
There's probably a whole bunch of people like gay dudes with big dicks and varicose testicles.
Yeah, I think somebody out there is whacking it to the show right now. But Rick,
are you okay?
I'm fine.
The important
question. They sent me home and told me to wear tight underwear. So that's great. Yeah. So if you have testicular pain, like actually go to the emergency room.
Tight,
you might find
hey, Rick,
out
maybe you should start
and
wearing
they might
tight
rub up
jeans
your nuts
too.
With some KY.
Yeah, and if you wear the smaller underwear, it makes your dick look bigger.
Like shaving.
Even bigger than it already is.
Right. They're all damn. Yeah, so there you go, you guys.
Shave your balls, makes your Johnson look bigger.
Yeah, and keep your shit trimmed down there. You never know when some chick's gonna rub KY on it.
My balls are just
in the dark.
Bald.
Yep. Are they?
Maybe, maybe not. You'll never know.
Chewy, you're like a rug down there. I know.
But
you would never
I'm
do
hygienic.
Anything. Your poor wife.
That's not true at all.
Really?
I'm normal.
You're normal. What is normal?
He pulls out a weed whacker twice a week. It's a Norelco weed whacker, and we don't just call him Chewy because he's tall.
Because I'm loyal and I'm good with tools.
Yes. That's it.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there. Not down there.
Because of the weed, the Norelco weed whacker.
Because I use soap.
It chases the earwigs away every time.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so we're totally caught up now, right? We had the awards and my ball Halloween.
Do the Electric have any shows or anything to promote?
We have the one main show to promote, which is the day after Thanksgiving. What do they call that shit? Family Day?
Black Friday. Are we playing on Black Friday?
At the Saint?
We're playing on Black Friday at the Saint
with
Hellbound Glory.
That's going
to
be a bad
that's
show.
That's
nice.
Great,
thank you to Georgia for thinking
music.
About
really,
us.
Traditionally, from 18 on, man, maybe 17 on, Thanksgiving night, the day after Black Friday night, that's for going to see rock and roll because your whole family's in town and fuck them.
Yeah, and
they
get
real cool. Bring them with you.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah, the cool family, bring them to the rock show.
You're cool. You're cool. Fuck you. Yeah, that's the one that we're looking at right now. And then in the winter, we're going to try to go south a little bit on the road for 3 or 4 days.
Were you guys part of this Offbeat Fest that also happened this
year? We were last year. We were not invited to be offbeaten this year.
Neither was I.
Oh, man. That's two that you haven't been invited to.
No, I was last year. I was an MC.
No, the Forte Awards and then this.
I was invited to the Forte Awards. I asked
Then
them
I'm
to
wrong, Rory. I'm fucking wrong.
Take me off of the nomination list.
Are you even paying attention?
Jeez. God, do you even listen?
All right. How dare
you? Do you have a girlfriend? I know why you don't.
Well, no, we are not part of the Offbeat Festival.
Okay.
And that would be right now, right? Or had already passed?
It just happened this past week.
Oh, yeah, it just finished.
We rocked.
Did anyone go to that?
I went up to the Jub Jubs camp
the night when the Elephant Rifle and and
Sister Doom
were playing.
The last and Sister
Cranium,
Doom
her
show.
Cranial Glance Orchestra. I was there. But I didn't go in the room where they were all playing. I just went in the other room and hung out with Spike and talked about football.
Counterintuitive.
But I would have liked to have gone because I love those bands.
I had my own show that night at the Foxy Olive, so I missed it. But that would have been the show I was at that night.
I planned on going, but then I went in the other room and I had a few shots and a few beers with Spike and was talking about football, and then I got tired and I left. So,
all right.
That's how my life is.
Yeah.
That's the Offbeat Festival. Offbeat.com.
But I bet it was rad.
Other odd thing that happened, just Sunday night, I saw a post on Facebook that BBC Five, the British radio program, was going to be broadcasting live from Shay's Tavern.
Are you sure it wasn't the porn?
To 1 a.m.
No, it wasn't Big Black Cock, dude.
No
Big
way.
Black Cock Five is one of my favorite porns.
Yeah.
No, they should actually film that between the hours of 4 and 8 o'clock in the morning, because that place is rocking at
it's
that
morning
time.
Over there.
I know, because I hang out there a lot.
Black cock there.
And even at 7 o'clock in the morning, that place is filled.
Always cocks.
Well, evidently, a good friend of the show, Mr. Ed Atkins, was contacted by the production team saying, "Hey, you do the crawls, you know the bar scene. Where's a good place to do a radio program in Reno on a Sunday night?"
I know.
Shay's Tavern.
Because
the idea is the British media, the British
talk
public.
To the real Americans?
Is interested in what the fuck's happening in America this year. And so they were going to go check out a blue collar bar in Reno, Nevada. And they did show up. They did a number of pre-scheduled interviews. Sean Carey was one of them. A whole bunch of us were there hoping to be lucky ones picked.
Right.
They did some interviews that they recorded to play later throughout the day. Evidently, their morning show is like a Good Morning America, Today Show.
Good morning from Shays.
But it's like a 4-hour show.
But it's like Good Morning Blackpool or something, right?
It's Good Morning Britain.
Good Morning Liverpool.
No, it's Good Morning Britain. It's the radio station. You know, they only have like 3 or 5 or something. BBC One is TV. BBC Five is radio. I don't know what the rest
Britain,
of them are.
Britain, you suck. I'm sorry.
Hear from some real Americans
but
about what's really happening in America.
But it was a really weird time at Shay's, because it wasn't just the hoodie and cuddy crowd. And as people would get a little drunk and rowdy, Spencer or Lacey might have a quiet word with them and they walk outside a little bit and wouldn't come back in, maybe. Mm-hmm. Because they were kind of they were trying to keep it.
Shay's got all fancy and shit.
Yeah, right. Pretend like you're not a
keep
Shay's.
It class.
Yeah, right. No, I get it. Really, half of the people there didn't even know anything was going on because, well, they're all high and drunk, and they had
just
no
not
idea.
Not too high or drunk, or else you'd be asked not to come in.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, just like another bar besides Shay's.
However, they finally made it
all the way to the top. Good
at
Shay's, good job,
Shay's. It was interesting that there are a lot of political conversations with people who did not necessarily agree, and yet everybody was actually quite civil and rational about talking about politics at a bar while having a few drinks. And for all of any of the people that showed up besides us, I'd just like say congratulations for being like cool motherfuckers and citizens and shit.
Repping America to the English.
Well, I mean, really, a political conversation at Shay's could have just turned into fist fights.
Not when you keep out all the dissidents and don't let them in to have their opinion.
Broken bottle in the neck.
No, there were dissidents in there, but
just not just that kind of dissidents that Shay's didn't want in there.
People who were cogent enough to form a sentence could come inside. If you were,
well, that's, I guess, kind of inclusive.
I think Chewbacca just made a big point about some shit.
Just saying,
Well, every time we have a revolution over here.
Well, think about it, too. Think about our shows where we'll have somebody who's really loaded and them trying to talk. Pushbox.
fucking Pushbox,
Georgia.
Georgia. I can't believe I couldn't think of her name for a second. Lovely Georgia was one of the presenters at the 4K Awards.
Yeah,
and great. Looked fantastic as she always
was
does.
So embarrassed to hear the episode the next day after they recorded.
I bet. Jesus Christ.
I heard it was pretty good.
Yep. It was a good. It was an entertaining show.
I heard the music was great.
The music was fantastic.
Hey, speaking of music, let's have another song.
Whoa. More music.
More music.
You got to tune and face away.
I got to say,
they have to get more beers.
Is way more important.
Speaking of offbeat, I did get to go see the Shames, and they played with Dad Works Hard, who with weird name, but dude, that band Dad Works Hard is fucking great. The Shames, of course, were fabulous again.
As
played
always.
A full hour set. That
fucking
night.
Rad, damn.
And then we did end up going to Elephant Rifle, so I saw a little bit of Elephant Rifle too.
Was it amazing as always?
It was just, you know, same Elephant kick Rifle ass. You get kick ass Elephant Rifle.
How did Brad's belly look?
Oh, I don't know. He might have lost a half a pound or something. So
okay, all right. So trim.
Pretty good.
He's been teaching classes at the college, so he's hanging out with college kids. It's probably making him think he got to lean it up a little.
Yeah.
It has that effect on older guys.
Yeah. So those are the two offbeat shows I saw. So kudos to you, offbeat. Way to beat off.
Oh, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Jokes!
The Electric.
Oh, right. There it was. Man, that was nice. All right, power ballad time.
Cigarette. I never smoked till you was leaving. I never drank just to forget. And I just wanna be something that you could relate. Can't you hear me crying, Carolina? And you'll kill me if you say I'm too late. Smokes again this evening.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Damn.
All right, those guys are good. Yeah, the drummer's hot. Woo!
Hey, speaking of your drummer, haven't you like gone through like a major surgery in the last
like a
10
Bruce
months,
thing?
12 months?
I don't think we have enough time in the show to go over the whole story.
But well, briefly,
we're not doing a quiz.
You,
so what did you,
you
do?
Had your legs rebroken and refused together, and they spent like $10,000 or $100,000 turning
taller.
Into a bionic bear.
Essentially.
And then you ran a fucking marathon?
Not yet.
Okay.
Post-accident.
Okay.
No,
but you've been getting back into it.
Yeah, I've been slowly getting back.
What happened?
Two surgeries. Long story, very short. Essentially, I was trying to climb up Matterhorn Peak, was coming down, jumped down a ledge. My leg snapped in half, and then I fell another 200, 300 feet over a cliff. Dislocated my shoulder, compound fracture of my tibia and fibula.
This was before he was on the show last year, correct?
Yeah. I was still recovering, yeah.
Yeah.
300 feet?
Yeah, no.
What did you land on?
I landed in a pile of snow, essentially. And then,
oh, my God.
Kind of the worst part about it was I was in such a remote location. Luckily, I was able to get a cell phone call out. Thanks for the background music there, Billy.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, yeah. The guitar player cares so little that he's noodling while you tell the story.
No. It's the emotional backdrop.
Yeah, so I spent the night in single digits on the mountain while these helicopters, they couldn't get to me.
Bleeding.
I had to rotate my whole leg around, and I had to put like a semi-tourniquet on so I didn't bleed out. Broke 5 ribs. I was just a pile of broken bones, essentially.
And the Matterhorn, you're in like fucking, what is that, Switzerland?
Disneyland.
I don't even know.
Oh, no.
I was going to say Disneyland.
There is a Matterhorn. The famous one is in Switzerland, but this one was near Bridgeport, California.
That is way closer, okay?
Yeah. I'm not that rich.
And they would shoot you down.
They fell
off
the ride.
Well, no, you're not supposed to climb the outside. Don't climb the outside, you asshole.
You're getting big trouble.
Get on the ride. Wear the seatbelt. Fuck, damn.
So you called on your cell phone and they helicoptered in and got you.
I mean, luckily, you know, I tried a few times on my cell phone and there's no signal, and then I guess you could call divine intervention.
Probably
and
a tight spot to get a helicopter into something.
Oh,
300
man.
Feet down.
You know,
cliff.
Even as much pain as I was in, it was like out of an action movie scene, like this Army Ranger. They had to get me with the Chinook helicopter.
Wow.
And it was just hovering above me, and it almost blew me over the cliff in front of me because of the wind that it generated. So this Army Ranger guy comes rappelling
down.
That would have looked so bad.
No, I thought of that too. And through the night, I was like, I'm sitting in a pool of my own blood, and I'm like, how fucked up is it going to be if a mountain lion just fucking like tears me apart right now? Like,
you smell so delicious.
Yeah. Weak right now. I'm gonna
so I was freaking
you.
Out.
Or like bears find you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
Bears play holy catch shit. With you.
Yeah. So
he's already been tenderized.
You cheated death, man.
So you survived that, and you came back, and you started a band halfway through your recovery process.
No, I was already in the band. So,
okay.
But yeah, that was kind of a concern.
Were you guys already getting a new drummer?
He almost got kicked out.
That's exactly
halfway
what we had
through the recovery process.
I was like, no, guys, I can play drums. I swear.
Watched a lot of
Billy
death
gave me a call. I was like, Darren, we got some.
Well,
because
I remember last
about.
Time you were on the show. You know, you're like, you made it through, but you were still like, ooh, that. That hurts.
Yeah, you know, I have a high pain tolerance, thankfully, and
play more songs with.
It's
no
been
bass
a challenge. Yeah, I still don't have like full range of motion using my left foot with the hi hat. But
did they replace all your knees and shit, or what did they replace?
They stuck a metal rod in my leg from
I got
my
that once.
yeah from my knee to my ankle. And they had to do that twice because the first time the bone wasn't healing right. My bone was basically like dust.
Is it titanium?
I think so.
Dude, are you like
good shit.
Are you like that guy with the claws in the X-Men movies?
Oh, yeah. No, I joke
Wolverine.
About that. Logan, yeah. Wolverine.
Fuck.
I wish.
Dr. Claw.
That dude gets a lot of puss.
Yeah, for same real. Here.
Nice.
So you are like Wolverine. Right.
Burn.
Shit.
But man, you're looking good now, and like I've been watching on Facebook, it seems like you're like really getting back to a normal kind of life for yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean that was the hardest thing, you know. I had such an active lifestyle before, yeah. and you know, like anyone, you know, if you think of the one thing that there's one thing that sort of defines us the most in life, and if you have that like taken away, it's kind of a shock to you know your life essentially. And
well, mm-hmm. I guess you have that decision. Do you do something else, or do you try to get back to it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I struggle with that every day. You know, am I just fucking hitting my head against the wall trying to get back to running? But who knows? You know, I got nothing better to do.
I thought drumming was the thing.
You know, he's no, music runner. Music and running.
And sex, of course.
Yeah. Music.
Like a marathon sexer.
Music, running, and girls.
Shit that gets your heart pumping.
Exactly.
Good cardio. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take cardio anyway. I can get it.
Well, hey, man, congratulations for getting back to it now. I mean, and really with the success of the album and having to carry the weight of these two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've come a long way.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
Next year, Forte Awards. Darren, sad story. 2017.
Darren didn't get the joke.
What?
Now don't you feel bad about telling your story about your fucked up nuts?
Is it a joke?
I know. What did I do? I wasn't climbing the Matterhorn.
You just well,
my nut hurts.
You could call it that next time you have a boy over. You want to climb the Matterhorn?
I spent like 2 weeks in Northern Nevada Medical Center, and that was the thing. I was so fucked up on painkillers and
poppy seeds
and morphine that like I couldn't even flirt with any of the nurses. I didn't know what was going on.
And I bet you they washed your balls at least once.
They probably did, and I probably, you know, nothing happened.
You were catheter, right?
Oh, man.
So painkillers evidently, okay, this is...
Don't work when it comes to a fucking catheter.
Yeah, well, and they really make you constipated, and I was on I didn't take a shit for a week.
Oh my God.
And then actually when it was coming time, it was like giving birth. Like it came halfway.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
They got to pull it out.
Came out sideways.
Yeah. So it's like funny because in the middle of the night, I'm like going and I'm like, oh my God, just stop. It's stuck. And this male nurse comes in and he gives me a glove and he's like, start digging. I'm like, Oh my God.
That's how you
get a 2-star Yelp rating.
That's a category.
They made me pull my own shit out of my ass.
Yeah. So
I think that's bad service myself.
Hey, the only person I'd do that for has to be like retarded 65 plus, you know.
Yeah, and not at a hospital.
And I get paid, $12 an hour to do it in a home health care facility.
Well, if you're paying a hospital $100,000 for something, they should go ahead and take your poop out for you.
If I was there, I would have helped, dude, I swear.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have, Rick.
Yeah, so all those kids getting high on Oxycontin, you know, beware.
Can we have another power ballad?
Yeah, let's go.
All of a sudden, this wonderful, inspiring story has left
a
fecal taste in my mouth.
We can give you that.
It's sterile.
No, pee is not poop.
Oh, shit.
Poop is not
exactly.
Sterile.
Poop is not sterile
at all. You can drink pee. You can't eat poop. I heard.
You can't.
Raymond Burr told me.
Dogs don't seem to mind.
wasn't my type, but I got a little place to go. And there's music and drinking and dancing. And Ario, she's trying to find. You got a long road ahead and you should be in bed. But sleeping, it just ain't on your mind. And I said, oh, whoa.
Yeah. Uncle Rick, can we hear some more?
Yeah, we can. No.
What?
Hell yeah.
Let's have another one, you guys.
Two more.
Why are you asking Rick? Why not ask the band who's playing the song?
Because we'll go all night.
Because
Rick's really the producer of the show.
Please.
All right, after Darren takes a drink, Brooklyn, this is going to be everything you said. Not you in particular, but the girl that the song's about.
Darren's ready, man.
I figured.
Uncle Rick, let's listen to some more.
Go to bed, Riku.
We'll be right back.
Dan.
Nice.
Fuck, I love how dynamic you guys are.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Shit, it comes in, it goes out, one guy plays, everybody else shuts up, it comes back on. Fuck, I love that shit.
It's like choreographed and orchestrated shit.
Where can we get your new album? Where is it available?
Yeah.
Our new album is available on Spotify and Pandora and iTunes and out of our van.
Nice. Any
we don't have a van.
Do we have to help you move a couch
no,
to get it?
It's a metaphor.
It's the one that you never see because you're always unconscious when they pull you inside.
Dang.
It doesn't have windows.
You know how I rock.
The electric van.
not physical copies in any local record store yet?
No physical copies
in any local record store. Actually,
yet.
No. We had some at over at...
Oh, he's right.
Spectre's still
Love
open, Spectre though.
Spectre Records.
Yep. They moved a couple doors down, but they're still,
still there.
Yeah, we had some
shop.
There.
They had a show last week, too.
I took some down to Amoeba in L.A. But
nice.
I got an email saying that they hadn't sold our shit, and so now they're going to put our shit somewhere else. Whatever.
You're in the dollar bin.
Just go down to the minor leagues.
Hey, whatever, as long as someone gets it.
You made it into the dollar bin at Amoeba. That's awesome.
That's fucking amazing. Dude. I wear that as a badge.
Somebody's
going to
pick that up and like be blown away from you guys and send you an email in like 3 years after you guys are broken up.
Like. Darren's going to get a call from some high LA executive producer. Hey, just found your album in the dollar bin.
I was on cocaine and thought I needed to book you at the Viper Room.
You did put
show up at my windowless van and I'll drive you there.
You put your contact information on the album, right?
Quiet Richard Grieco.
Good.
I think so. Did we put our contact information on the album?
No, that would be too pro.
You gotta Google that shit.
Did you go through, for the digital distribution, what company did you go through?
Oh, man, we did, not Copycats.
Joe.
The other
Boxer.
One.
Fuck my, you know,
CD Baby.
CD Baby.
CD Baby's on there. Yeah, we got a little CD Baby pack.
Fucking Eddie and the Subtitles. We did their shit through CD Baby, and just recently I got to go on his thing on CD Baby, and it told all the countries where the songs were being downloaded. Every time it was listened to on Spotify, it showed how much you're paid, what country it was, and what fucking song they wanted.
That's cool.
It was really
interesting.
It's like, one from New Zealand. What song did they listen to? And we'd click on it. One from the UK. What song did they listen
to? Right on.
It was really fucking interesting.
Spotify won't take the worst little podcast because we don't have enough of a listener base.
Aww.
That's okay. You guys will get there someday.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
You will after
tonight. Who aren't listening
now. Harder.
So if you're not listening right now and you never hear about this, fuck you.
Yeah, suck my dick.
And for those of you who are listening, thank you for listening harder.
Yes, we love you.
Yeah. Just listen more.
Even if you hear about this,
do more for us.
It's like download it over and
really,
over again from every
machine. If you're going to listen and beat off, don't pull the trigger until after the show. Listen harder.
Don't listen to any of my episodes either. If you're going to jack off to them, please. That shit's for commies.
So, okay, upcoming in the future, we've already talked to you guys, have a show coming up here. Say that one more time. That's going to be on the day after Thanksgiving.
We're on Black Friday, opening for Hellbound Glory at the Saint.
Excellent.
I think it's going to be a good rock and roll show. You know, there's not too many straight rock and roll bands to play with in Reno these days, and so the ones that we do play with.
Hellbound Glory is a
just big a bunch
time.
Of homo rock and roll bands.
Homo rock.
That's true.
I'm kind of okay with that.
There's tons of
them.
That was what Gunshot Liquor was. They were a homo rock band.
Allegedly.
What?
Gunshot? There was nothing gay about Gunshot Liquor.
But they weren't straight either.
Yeah, you're right.
I wouldn't say they were straight, but I wouldn't say
they're definitely
they
not homo. They're not homocentric.
I was just trying to get a rise out of you, but you weren't paying attention. Jesus.
He was on his phone.
You saw me fucking perk up. I'm all
Seahawks won. What?
But Nick and I have something we want to announce.
Oh shit.
Well, it's sooner than that. It's sooner than that. Coming up here on the 18th of November, One Ton Dooley is going to be opening up at Shay's Tavern for Wild Honey and...
You guys.
You just had the flyer on your phone 10 minutes ago.
You guys been practicing quite a bit, getting ready for that, getting tight?
Yes, we do. We practice at least once a week.
Yeah.
Really?
Especially certain weeks.
So, yeah, weeks when Nick's not at a festival or I'm not in a musical.
You've been telling Spike that you're practicing?
Oh, yeah. Spike's there.
Okay.
Spike's at practice, too.
All right.
most of the time. But yeah, we're playing a show at Shea's Tavern on November 18th.
Which is crazy.
It's going to be rad.
Shea's Tavern.
Yeah, our first show outside of our comfort zone, Merry Anarchy at Jubb's.
Yeah. So come out and see a show. It's a Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then, as Nick was about to say, on the 23rd, the night before Thanksgiving.
Whoa. What's that?
Is the Acrylic Show, correct?
Oh, yeah. I heard Acrylics. Oh,
nice. Acrylic!
I forget which day.
Reno band from the 90s.
Oh,
yes.
Like, Bob Conran, who now lives in, and is a loyal listener. He's actually somebody who listens to this shit.
What's up, Bob?
A lot of weeks.
Psychiatric Painting Zoo was one of my favorites.
Bob?
You're thinking of Bob Conrad.
Bob Conrad, Bill Conran.
Right.
Hi. I said I mixed your names up. Bill.
Jesus.
Bill.
What Reverend
Bill.
Who actually does listen.
He was not in Psychiatric Painting Zoo.
Hi, William.
Fuck you, Rory.
Right. Yeah. Bob was.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill's an acrylic.
Damn it. Sorry, Bill.
Killers.
I love you. I was really excited to be in town for this show, but I'm going to be in Texas now, so I have to miss it. But
shit.
Those of you who are old school Renoers should come check out this really, like, once in a fucking quarter century.
Manchester.
They haven't played in more than a decade.
Played a show together just about 5 or 6
years. Is anybody in that band in a new band?
They talked about it. Right?
Yeah, the Asshole Socialites bass player. Or
Rob Russo Cop
is
Rob.
The bass player for Acrylic.
Did you say the Asshole Socialites?
William Conrad is the singer.
Asphalt.
I think, isn't Darren Barnes a drummer?
No.
Who's the drummer of Acrylic?
I don't even remember.
I'm sure he's a hell
of
a dude.
Off the top of my head.
Oh, wait, maybe it's that other dude.
Memorable guy.
I always mix them up. Shit.
Call in next week with this trivia question from
Nick
Ramirez.
Drummer of Acrylic. You'll get free sticker from
anybody
the podcast.
Anybody comes up this week and buys Nick a beer and tells him who the drummer for Acrylic was, I'll buy you a beer.
There you go.
They're a Brit pop band from Reno.
Anyway, yeah, so that's happening. Also, the 19th, the day after our One Ton Dooley show, Roxy Colley's going to be at Sassafras in Carson City.
Ooh, hey, Sassafras is a great club.
Yeah, fun gig.
Like, and you can go swimming even in the winter.
Yeah, you go
early
so you can hot tub. And
yeah, it's like hot spring water, so it can be freezing cold, and it's still fucking hot, and yeah, a big giant swimming pool.
And they have pretty good food there, too. So
that's
food's killer.
Last week, it was awesome. Great food.
Yeah, that's a really nice hidden gem in Carson.
It's on the north end of Carson too, so you really don't have to drive too far to get there.
You don't even have to enter Carson. You just like make a left on what roof or something.
I'm not sure.
You just said enter Carson and made me think of Jen's boyfriend. You don't even have to enter Carson. You can just.
You
can just cuckold him.
That was a stretch.
Fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
You could just cuckold
him. But yeah, Sassafras is great. They invited us up because they liked their band, and they always treat the bands really well there. You know, give you food and drinks and money, which is really nice.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah,
right
I got to see a selection from 50 Shades of B there one night.
They got a shit ton of good beer.
Pretty excellent.
Good play. I've seen that.
With Adam.
Whitney.
Yeah.
Amazing. Forte nominated. Did not win.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How does the Electric get hooked up with a Sassafras show? I like that place quite a bit.
What's his name? Tom?
Just give a little shout out here.
Right. Just call it and go, hey, man, is this Tom?
Go in and get a beer and a burger because they got good
ass. Hey, Tom, if you're listening, the Electric wants to be on your show.
If you also used to play drums for Acrylic, Tom, this is this is your show, buddy.
You guys are assholes.
We're not good with the details, but yeah.
But you get the idea. Acrylic and Sassafras are awesome, no matter who's running them.
That's right.
Yeah.
So get in touch with those folks.
We could call Rob right now. I think I have his number. No, I'm kidding.
They're coming on the show. His new band, the
Asphalt Socialites.
Asphalt Socialites. We'll be on in January.
Every time you say it sounds like you're saying Asshole Socialites.
Asphalt.
I took a picture with Rob on Halloween night. He was a cop. He is a cop.
Right.
Was Officer he dressed Rob. As a cop or
yes,
was
he
busting
was.
You? And somebody was taking a picture.
I'm so
a cop, taking a picture for Cop Watch.
Bar Boulevard. But.
Rob's a great dude. Hey, as far as cops go,
I like Rob a lot.
He's stand up. He does his job, and he
good
knows
dude.
What the world is, and
good
hangs
dude.
Out with all of his friends.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
He seems like one of
the
less judgier cops that I know.
That's nice.
I wouldn't want to piss him off because I'm pretty sure he could take me down,
dude. He's like fucking yoked like Darren over here, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Or this whole band. You go, all three dudes are yoked.
Yeah, they're all hot.
But you're not Darren yoked though.
Except for
unless
Brooklyn.
You're Darren.
They have
I don't know.
Good physiques. I'll just say that.
With that witty bass player comeback that everybody knows about.
I work my ass off for this shit, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's nothing to look at, man. They're not going to listen.
Exactly, right?
Says you.
And do you still work at a haircuttery?
No. I'm actually working at Soak Lounge doing pedicures. And now
I love about you're like you're all yoked, but you're all about personal grooming and hair. It's awesome.
Ladies all day, right?
I rub feet.
Hell yeah!
I'm known for my massages, foot massage.
Do the women fall in love with you over there at the soap?
I don't have a whole lot of complaints, honestly, but I do. Hey. There is sometimes where like I'll sit in front of a lady and she'll be like, I don't want a guy. It does happen every now and then.
You say, take sure. it.
Do you do guys?
I'm not any guy.
And do you just grab her by the pinky?
Grab her toe? How about now?
Pinky toe.
Yeah, I do. And guy-on-guy action used to like kind of freak me out a little bit just because like it's weird like being, you know, a man
that
and rubbing another dude's
man.
Feet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially
yeah. There's some really nasty feet. Actually, out there, right?
Talk slower while you tell me about this.
Well...
No, but it used to be weird.
It used to be weird, but honestly, I've gotten over it. And I used to just the straight-on-straight action is a little weird. You know, if I have a gay fellow in my chair, not so weird for me, but the straight-on-straight action.
Because they want it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it was more comfortable for me. But
I bet you they have nicer feet. Too.
I did.
Rick, I think you got some trading for recording action.
I was just thinking,
I got you, baby.
The idea of you rubbing another straight man's feet was somehow really hot to me. I don't know. But
I make
how
it
much,
hot.
How Tuck much it does in. It cost to get a foot massage?
We just don't straight up do foot massages. You got to come in and get
it. It's part of the manipulation process.
An idea that I was thinking about doing is like opening up a parlor where I could just do foot massages.
In Vegas, they got a whole bunch of 24-hour foot massage places.
You know, because what I hear from a lot of people is, you know, this and that. Like,
and they massage you with their feet?
I don't know.
Dude, but it's like full pedicure, or what is it like?
Yeah, it's a full pedicure.
And is it like $150?
No. Like, our standard pedicure, I think, is like $30 or whatnot. And
dude, that
it,
is
and
so
it goes,
worth it. But I gotta say, like,
my feet too?
I would be way more comfortable
that's what
having
I pay
a
for
guy
a
rub my feet
I'm
to
also,
some chick.
I'm also a personal trainer. I start at Sports West tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So,
hey.
You need to get your ass in shape.
Won't be tomorrow when this airs. It'll
I'll
be
work
and
ass
I'll
off.
Say,
2 days ago. Good work for the community.
I'll say he's a man who knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Look
Dude.
At them guns.
You are tough and sensitive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
It's a thing I got going on.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to not do the quiz this week, fellas, because you've already taken it.
Like within a year.
50 weeks
ago. You don't have
I'd
new
like
questions?
To remain the winner.
We have plenty to talk about, too.
So. My mom said I'm absolutely. The best, so I'll
wow.
remain. I'll remain.
Well, actually, Rick, aren't we going to get to heading towards next week? Like what's going on next week and maybe a couple songs?
Yeah, we're totally. The show is now long enough to stop. So.
I was just gonna kind of wrap up the show right about.
Fuck
now.
Yeah,
yeah. Unless you guys wanted to play another song,
or you have some news that is so interesting that we must know.
They got one more.
Yeah, wow. Actually, this goes with some news. We are probably gonna hit 1,000 hits on YouTube.
Hey,
holy shit! With this next,
wait, do you have a video?
Yes, we do. With this next song that we're planning on doing, it's a Prince song that
played
we always end at the end of our show. We always do a Prince tune.
Nice,
right on.
And
now he's not going to shut your YouTube channel down.
We don't want to. We don't want to get you in copyright trouble or anything.
Oh, fuck. If they find out, it'll be like
no
the greatest
cares.
Thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah.
Somebody actually
we would be all over the internet being like, yeah, they hate us.
They, yeah.
We got a cease and desist.
Listen to the episode right before.
I got one of those once from Warner Brothers for I did a Ramones parody Christmas song.
Great song.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I recorded
it.
It was
fun.
Awesome
song.
Beat on the bread.
But it was actually Santa Claus. What it was? Blitzkrieg Bop. But they gave me a cease and desist on the YouTube. But then they just stopped caring about it, and now I can play it anytime I want. It doesn't matter.
Is that because
they're like
they're all dying?
No, they just I think they realized this guy only gets like. Couple hundred hits on it. Who gives a shit?
It's just in Reno.
Yeah.
Face faggot.
Hey. That was uncalled for.
God.
Oh, I meant for them, not you. I mean for the people that are stopping you.
Oh,
we do what we want.
Peace.
Yeah, I would just like to say for the record, I have nothing against Warner Brothers, and don't sue me.
I'm afraid of Warner Brothers and AT&T merging, but that's a whole other conversation.
Next week.
Yeah.
So should we close out the show and play a song?
We're ready. Are you ready?
Well, are we going to close out the show and then do a song?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I
right?
guess
Woo!
I, oh,
like
yeah.
we usually do. That's kind of...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, the interns, all the guys in the electric, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, I'm telling you, life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
We're talking out of our ass.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A little rat piss for good luck.
Dark Water Studios.
A little rectal reminder.
Say hi to microphone.